listener production.
Hello, I'm Adriana Jakimovic with your Pilbara and Kimberley local briefing. Millions of Aussie workers, including casuals, will be able to access up to 10 days paid domestic and family violence leave from tomorrow. The entitlements will be available for staff at medium and large businesses. Small businesses have an extra 6 months to adjust to the change. Road repairs continue in the Kimberley. Freight routes were damaged along the Great Northern Highway after major flooding from ex-tropical cyclone Ellie earlier this month. It's not known when the road will be safe to travel on again. As kids head back to school this week, we're urged to slow down and take extra care on our roads. 40K school zones will kick back into force across the region. Road Safety Commissioner Adrian Warner says hefty fines apply for those that don't follow the rules.
Kids are easily distracted, sometimes unpredictable, and it's really important in school zones to look out for the traffic wardens, respect their flags, and most importantly, just slow down.
VAS Member of Parliament Libby Metcham has taken on the top job of the WA Liberals. Ms. Metcham succeeds David Honey after she challenged him for the leadership. She says she's the right person for the job.
It's clear the party needs a new direction, and I believe I have the energy, drive and determination to rebuild it to ensure Western Australians have the choice that they deserve at the next election.
The local sport, a huge round coming up in Karratha men's basketball this Thursday night. NSBC Warriors take on Roebourne Magpies at 7 o'clock. Then the Karratha Cats face the Flames Black at 8:40. The action continues on Friday night when the Trouts go up against the Flames Grey at 7:30. And the Paja Cats have it out against Mayuga Magic at 7:50. Catch all the action at the Leisureplex. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search up your area and subscribe now.